transmission.
It's 6:48 p.m. Oh, that is, of course, local time. It's 19:30 UTC. It's very early where I live. My name is Tobe. I'm your host and your chief mushroom finder. It's been raining for how long now? For about 13 hours. And so I'm up real early getting ready to hunt for mushrooms. It hasn't been raining like super hard, but it's been nice and steady. And I think I heard on the news yesterday that we were going to get up to an inch. So we're going to go look for mushrooms. Oh, brother. I've managed to eat some waffles and I'm drinking some tea. And we're going to get ready and walk out the door here in just a few minutes. All right, so let's leave the room. I managed to put my clothes on, junky clothes, because it is in fact raining. And now we need to grab all the rest of the stuff. So I'm gonna grab my coat here just in case. Got my keys. I've got my mushroom knife and a bag to hold mushrooms in case I find one or more. I've got my camera. Okay, I guess we've got no reason other than to head out. Okay, Bankus, you stay here and be a good baby. Okay, I've got my shoes on. We'll go out the garage door here. Open the garage door. And now, let's get in the car. Alright, we're now in the Magic Mobile. And so let's head out. All right, where's my keys? Put them in the car. All right, I'm gonna drive to the Magic Mushroom Grounds. Okay, here we are at the Secret Mushroom Grounds. Oh, it's great. Is it raining more now? I can't tell. But it is raining pretty good. I am going to get very wet. There's nobody here. Well, that's not entirely true. The guy that works here is in his rain gear. He's raking mulch. And there is another truck here. But the person who owns the truck is sitting in the truck, so I know it's not a mushroom hunter. Now the big question is, should I wear my coat or not? And the worst part of it is, I'm not going to be able to take you with me. Because it's raining so much, I can't take the equipment out into the outdoors. And so we're going to have some magical radio time compression. I'm going to get out of the car here in about 5 seconds. But when you next hear my voice, it'll be some time later, and you'll know whether or not I have found the morels. So, I'm getting out of the car. Here we go. I'll see you in a matter of seconds. Beedaloo, 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 beedaloo. Okay. I'm back in my car. And I know you're just waiting with such anticipation, but no joy. Check the clock here. Oh boy, yeah, approximately 45 minutes have elapsed. I went in there and I looked in all my usual spots, but as of yet, there is no Marcella esculenta, white morels popping up. Well, in this area anyway. They could be popping, but I'm just not finding them. I am soaked. I am pretty darn wet. It started to rain a little bit harder, but here we are anyway. I'm trying to debate whether or not I want to go home or if I want to go to another place, namely Harrenhaven. Maybe we'll find those baby geese, but they don't swim when it's raining. They hide under their mommy's wings. But anyway. Great. Now a truck has pulled up behind me and I can't get out. Good job, jerkwad. And here comes another one. I don't know where these guys think they're going. I am not going to be able to get out of here now. Alright, anyway. I guess you'll just have to wait to see what happens. And through the magic of radio, here we are. I'm sitting in the parking lot of Harrenhaven, just looking around, and there's some geese in the parking lot. And when I say parking lot, you gotta understand that this is just... it's not a paved parking lot or anything. This is just limestone aggregate, and it's kind of flooded, and it's fun. I don't know what the geese are doing back there, but it is still raining pretty good, so I'm just going to run into the forest area here, maybe go out to the boardwalk and see what the water level is like. So, but again, like I said, it's still raining, so you're staying here. So here we go again. Through the magic of radio, there'll be some time compression, and I'll be back in just literally 1 second. Dooley, 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 dooley. Okay, I'm back in the car. Oh my god. I did not find any mushrooms, but I went all the way in and back, and about 20 minutes have elapsed. Then I came out here to the parking lot, looked at those geese, went over, looked some other geese, looking for those babies. I couldn't find any. And I started walking into the mushroom garden, and I saw something brown and fluffy. But it was not a mott. Guess what was running towards me? A mink. A mink started running towards me, and he's like, "Oh, hi, what are you doing?" And I'm like, "Hello." And then he sort of saw me and went, "Oh," and then he went up a tree. So I kind of went around the tree, and I started thinking, "Oh, I got to get my camera, get my camera." And so he came down the tree and went running around, and minks are very quick, but I may have gotten a photo. It's dark today because it's raining, obviously, but holy cats. I took about 3 or 4 photos, and I doubt any of them are any good, but if they are, you're going to start seeing them now. Oh my god, that was such a trip. He was just, this is not the first time this has happened to me. Minks, they don't seem to care. They'll run up to you and then they'll go, then they'll run away. It's very bizarre. But I got completely soaked again. As soon as I stepped out of the car, I stepped into a 8-inch deep puddle. My foot is soaking wet. And so it is time to get home so we can dry off and other stuff. So hold that thought. We're going to do some more magic radio compression, and the next sound you hear will probably be me walking in my door. Doodly 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 doodly. And here we are. We're back at home, and I'm sitting in my studio in front of my computer. I changed my clothes, so now I'm mostly dry. My hair is pretty much soaked, but I'm sitting here enjoying a nice hot cup of tea. Oh yeah, it's just right. Oh yeah. And it's warming me up. I got a little chilly out there in the cold rain. And I'm sitting here, like I said, in front of my computer looking at the photos that I took of the mink. And I took 4 photos, but most of them are very blurry, kind of like Bigfoot photos. It's overcast and rainy outside, and I did not have time to turn on my flash or adjust the camera in any way. I just had to push the button, point and shoot, because minks move fast. And I did manage to get 1 photo. Actually, I got 2 in which you can tell what the animal is that I'm taking a picture of. Minks move very fast. They do not sit still for you to take a picture. And so I got this one picture of a mink in front of a log, and his head is a little blurry, but at least you can make out what he is. And he is most assuredly a mink. He's got that little weaselly attitude, and he's jumping around, and he's super excited. And he wasn't overly frightened of me. He was just like, okay, some big dude. But
I can't believe it. I can't believe I got a picture of a mink. This is pretty rare. I've only gotten about two or three others. And in those, you can't really tell what the animal is. It could be anything. It's just a little fast little blur. Because that's what minks are. They're fast little furry blurs. Ugh, I'm still not quite awake yet, but that's okay. I'm just super excited that I saw a mink and actually managed to get a photograph. You know, once again, we had one of these strange days where I went out to look for something that starts with the letter M. And instead of finding it, even though I look a whole bunch, then when I'm not trying to find it, then I find something else just as exciting that starts with the letter M. And today, that would be, I went out looking for mushrooms, specifically morels, both of which start with M. And instead, what did I find? I found a mink. Boy, this has been a good morning. It's not even noon yet. And I'm going to have a great day the rest of the day because I've got football on. I'm so excited. Oh, everything's going good for me today. Now all I gotta do is figure out what to eat. What will I eat for lunch today? I do not know. Well, of course, I could have a ham sandwich like I have been eating for the last, who knows how long. To be perfectly honest, I am dying for a hamburger. I kinda wanna go out and get one. It's kind of chilly, it's kind of cold, not really, it's about 65 degrees, but it's overcast and rainy. Maybe I should eat some hot, I just remembered something. I was going to say maybe I should eat some hot food, and I just remembered that I've got a pie. I've got a chicken and mushroom pie in the freezer, and I think it might be calling my name, especially since I'm going to be watching football. I could eat my pie and watch football game, and it'll be just like I'm there. Oh, I think that is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to drink some more yummy tea while I'm at it. In fact, I think I'll take a sip right now. Oh, this tea is so delicious. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of excited about eating that pie, so I guess now is as good of a time as any to take a break. So while I'm doing whatever it is I need to do right now, why don't you listen to this? Are you ready? Yeah.
два Б.
Q-World's most joyous celebration, coordinated jumping. They're like a string of My Little Ponies vaulting over a rainbow. Friendship is magic!
Okay then, welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, I'm your host, and I just finished eating my pie, and it was alright. I'm not going to say it was super delicious, but nor was it horrible. It was moderately to mildly edible. Oh, so what are we doing now? Right now, I'm just sitting here watching the Stoke-Tottenham game, and Tottenham just scored a goal. Harry Kane, of course, with, to be perfectly honest, a pretty spectacular goal. Real nice there, Harry. But the bad news is, I kind of want Stoke to win. And it's not because I'm a huge Stoke fan or anything. I mean, I like them as much as any team. And it's not because I hate Tottenham. I like them just as well. I want Stoke to win so that Tottenham doesn't get any points, because Tottenham is in second place in the league standings. The first place team, of course, being Leicester. And I'm a huge Leicester fan, and I really, really want Leicester to win the championship. And they're currently sitting on 73 points, and Tottenham is sitting on 65. If you're not familiar with the point system, each winning team gets 3 points for winning a game, regardless of the number of goals scored. So if this game ends 1-0 in favor of Tottenham, Tottenham will get 3 points. Losing a game gets you no points. But drawing a game, or tying a game, will give each team 1 point. So, there's, what, five games left in the season? I think five. And, so I don't want Tottenham to win because I don't want them to get points. Although, if they win, they'll go to 68 points, and Leicester will still be 5 points ahead. Leicester is not safe yet. They are not mathematically guaranteed to win the league until they get at least 6 more points. So they've got to win 2 of their last 5 games. And that's nerve-wracking. So I'm going to sit here and root for Stoke, hoping they come back and win, giving Tottenham 0 points, or at the very least, I will take a draw, giving each team only 1 point. But here we are. We're only 10 minutes into this game, and Tottenham, via Harry Kane, England's number 9, is ahead. Oh gosh, a Rudy. Come on, Stoke. And you know, now I want to eat something sweet. I want to eat some candy. But I don't have any candy. Well, that's not true. I've always got candy somewhere. As a matter of fact, here's a couple of grape heads. I can tell just by the sound that there's only 2 left in the box. And I think I got some candy up in the kitchen somewhere. But not candy that I want to eat. What am I going to do? Maybe I'll have to drink some Kool-Aid instead. I'm halfway tempted to go to the store to buy some candy. Although, I don't really need anything else. Well, I could make an excuse for going to the store and buy some waffles. What else did I need from the store? I was thinking the other day. Oh, I don't know. I guess I could make up an excuse to go to the store, then accidentally walk down the candy aisle, and then accidentally buy a bunch of candy and or some donuts, because I
kind of feel like eating donuts right now, too. But then again, I always feel like eating donuts. Oh, and I just remembered something I was going to mention before. When I was out today, I remembered all my accoutrements except for my waterproof firecrackers. Because in this weather, when it's just raining a little bit, you know, you can be outside. It's not too rainy to be outside, but there's enough water in little creeks and stuff that water is flowing. And, oh, that's, they just showed the replay of the Tottenham goal. That's amazing. And anyway, when it gets to be weather like this, I like to take waterproof firecrackers everywhere I go so I can drop them into streams. That's really funny. You light them, you drop them in the water, they float downstream, and then blorp, they shoot a little geyser of water up into the air. Oh, so fun. And of course, I forgot to take them. I remembered my mushroom knife, I remembered a mushroom bag, I remembered my camera, I remembered my coat, my keys, my wallet, and I even took my radio equipment with me, but I forgot to take the waterproof firecrackers. I feel terrible. Not really, because what you need to realize is it's going to rain again here in a day or two, and they're saying thunderstorms, so that's good. To me, today's overnight rain was just sort of a primer for the mycelium. Give us another warm day or two and a big rain, and then for sure we're going to get mushrooms a-poppin'.
Uh-oh, this doesn't look good. Tottenham on the attack again. Oh, good! Tottenham, another goal. Oh, no, it is now 2-0. Come on, Stoke. You can do it. You can come back. We do not want Tottenham to gain any ground on our boys down in Leicester. Oh, and look who just broopered her way in here. Oh, hi, baby Pippa. What are you doing? Who's a good baby? You want to watch Tottenham with me? You want to watch Stoke lose? Oh, it's a good baby. Oh, it's time to do kitty stuff. So I got to sit here and pet up this baby while we watch the football. So now I got to reach down and grab all the blankets and put them over my legs in a protective manner so this fluffy baby right here can sit here and claw on my legs without it hurting me. Oh, you like the blanket, don't you? You're a banky baby. You likes the bankies. You like to do banky stuff. Yeah, and she's making the banky face. Oh, somebody loves the bankies. Yes. Oh, gotta stick our face right into the blankie and rub our face all over the blankie. Oh, yes, it's so good for a kitty. Oh, boy. Oh, no, and how did they not see this coming? Another Tottenham goal. Jeez, and this one was defendable. They didn't even have to put any effort into it. Oh, this is terrible, but you know what's good? Is a fluffy baby. Oh, are you going to roll over now? Somebody's going to get upside down, which means it's time to rub a kitty belly. Boy, this game is falling apart quickly. Poor Stoke. I wanted Stoke to do good. They are not doing good. Oh. And this is just going to make Tottenham's goal differential all the better. They're at least... Tottenham has at least 10 or 11 more goals than Leicester. But that won't come into play unless they're tied on points. Goal differential is the first tiebreaker. And, oh, look, who's going to get up now? Somebody's got to get up. Okay, where are you going? You're going to have a drink? Okay, you go get a kitty drink. Maybe have kitty snacks. Pippa just got up and walked into the kitty room. I'm still watching the game. But I don't know for how long. I don't know if I can bring myself to watch much more of this. It's horrible. And no, of course, right as I say that, Tottenham scores again. It is now 4-0, and I don't think I can watch anymore. Ugh. This is not exactly the result I was hoping for, but, oh well. I can't have it everything go my way.
Oh, I'm looking at a thing here. There's four games left. Leicester has Swansea, Man United, Everton, and Chelsea. Some pretty tough teams. Tottenham's got West Brom, Chelsea, Southampton, and Newcastle. And they got like one tough team and a couple of easy teams. Oh, this is going to be close. It's going to come down to the wire this year in the English Premier League. Oh, I'm getting nervous already. Oh, no. And to make worse news, Jamie Vardy has officially been charged with misconduct for his red card over the weekend. Well, his two yellows, anyway. And so he's got a... Jamie Vardy, this would be Leicester's star player. He's banned for the next game because of this red card. And if he's found guilty on this misbehavior charge, or whatever they call it, he will miss further games. And, oh, this is not good. Jamie Vardy is the goal leader in the league. I think he's got the most goals. He's Leicester's go-to guy. Oh, come on, Leicester. I know you can pull this off. You know, I think I take that back. I think Harry Kane has more goals than Jamie Vardy, so I think Jamie Vardy is probably second. Oh, good. I gotta stop thinking about this. I'm gonna make myself a nervous wreck. Oh, and look who's walking back out of the kitty room, coming over here. Hi, Dingins. What's he doing being fluffy? Okay, yeah, you go over there. Oh, he wants to get in your bed? Okay, yeah. Somebody has to go over there and sit in her blue bed because somebody has to take a nap. Because, geez, she's already been awake for 3 hours. We gotta get some kitty sleep. Speaking of hours, I just looked at the clock and it says 1958 UTC, which means it's time for me to start wrapping this bad boy up. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow. Tune in the day after that. Tune in every single day because who knows what you might miss. I might be finding some mushrooms. I might find a mink. I might light some bottle rockets off my back porch. Who knows? Something's going to happen, and you don't want to miss it. All right, I'm out of here, and I don't feel like doing my thing, so I'm just going to leave you with this. I will talk to you tomorrow.
This is the end of the line for me. The end